Greetings, my dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the human family. My dear wonderful sisters and brothers of the Uhuru family. This is Deacon Christopher Frazier. I am your minister of information. This is thinkaboutit.org, the Mind of God program. And today's recording date is Sunday, June the 8th, 2014. This is the Mind of God program. And on the Mind of God program, we endeavor daily to extinguish the mind of Satan, the adversary. We want to discontinue opposing the mind of God, the mind of Christ, the mind of the universe, the will of the universe, the mind and will of the Almighty, which is life and existence for the human family. We no longer want to oppose that. We want to destroy the mind of Satan, climb up out of the mind of sectarian warfare, division, violence, bloodshed. We want to climb up into the mind of God, the mind of Christ. In that mentality, we will see and understand that the whole of the human family must be made one in Christ. We must overcome all barriers and boundaries that separate us one from another and organize together, come together for freedom, justice, equality, the kingdom of God, the queendom of Goddess in heaven, right here, right now, on this earth. We are ready, willing, and able to ally ourselves with any political, religious, or revolutionary institution and organization that is of like mind. My beautiful sister Venice is yet my producer, helper, engineer, coordinator, and facilitator of this website, thinkaboutit.org, and this program, the Mind of God program. I am ever so thankful unto the Most High for such dedicated and beautiful sister, and I pray that the Most High continues to bless my dear, wonderful sister Venice, her children, and her family. You may contact me by emailing yahlove, yahlove, at comcast.net. Now let's give praises to the Almighty. We give praises to the Almighty Father, the Almighty Creator. In the African Hebrew language, the word for Father is Ab. Sometimes you hear Abba. Putting that together with Yahuwah, we get Yahweh or Yahuwah Ab or Jehovah Ab, Jehovah Abba. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Jehovah as begatting and conceiving. So begatting is the role of the Father. Jehovah is Father. In the African Hebrew language, the word for the Most High is known as Jehovah. In the African Arabic language, the name of the Father is Allah. Now, Allah is also found in the African Hebrew language. Under the number 5927, it is a verb having to do with ascending. The Almighty Father ascends us, raises us up into his mind of supreme knowledge. And with that supreme knowledge, we are empowered and enabled to defeat the weak knowledge of this wicked system and the wicked ruling class, and then we are enabled and empowered to create and institute the Christ, the hydrogen atom Ra Christ government here and now on this earth. In the language of Kemet, Egypt, the Almighty Father is known as Amun or Amen, that hidden and unseen Father, that hidden and unseen masculine power of the whole of the universe. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Father is known as the Great and the Grand Father. We also pause to give thanks and praises to the Almighty Mother, Mother, Holy Spirit, the Almighty Creatress. Now, the word mother in the African Hebrew language is Ain. Putting that together with Yahweh, Jehovah, you get Jehovah, Ain. Numbers chapter 11, Moses refers to Jehovah, Yahweh, as also having the attribute of conceiving. Sisters and brothers, this is science. No effect without a cause. No life without father and mother. The first law of science is the law of cause and effect. The universe is the effect of the Almighty Father and Mother Yahuwah. The universe, Jehovah, gave birth to the universe. Jehovah created, gave birth to the universe, cut the universe out from the self of the Almighty Father, Mother, Jehovah. No life, scientifically, no life without the union of sacred divine masculine father and sacred divine feminine mother. Yahyah is the root of Jehovah, and Hayah is the verb that has to do with bringing into existence, bringing into being. Jehovah is defined as the self-existing one. So the self-existing one, Father, Mother, Jehovah, brought into existence, brought to birth, cut out from the self, the whole of the universe and all that is within the universe. Mother, Holy Spirit is referred to in the book of Proverbs in the feminine and given the feminine title of wisdom. 2454 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine. Wisdom is feminine. Mother, Holy Spirit is feminine. In the Living Bible translation of St. Matthew, chapter 1, verses 19 and 20, we learn that Mother, Holy Spirit conceived. Only the mother conceives. The father begets, the mother conceives. Holy Spirit is our mother and has conceived you and me and the whole of the universe. In the African Hebrew language, the title, the name and title of Mother Holy Spirit are Ruach HaKadosh. Ruach HaKadosh. You hear the Ka. In the African Kemet, Egypt language, Ka is the word for spirit. And Ruach in the African Hebrew is the word for spirit, 7307 on the Hebrew side of your Strong's Hebrew Greek dictionary. That word is feminine because Mother Holy Spirit is feminine. Kadosh is the word that defines the whole of the universe as permeating with the spirit, the Ka, the spirit of the Almighty, making everything, everyone, every parcel of the universe holy and sacred. And so Kadosh is literally holy and sacred, but teaches us that all in the universe are holy and sacred and should be treated and venerated with love, honor, and respect, because we are looking at the whole of the universe as permeating with the life, spirit, animation, energy of the Almighty. No death in the, let's say, no dead things in the universe. All are alive and animated with the spirit of the Almighty. In the African Arabic language, Mother Holy Spirit is Allah. Our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers say, Ashadu Allah, Allaha Il, Allah. And you hear Allah, the Mother. And you hear Allah, the Father. Properly understood, none but our Mother Allah and our Father Allah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, our wonderful Islamic sisters and brothers also say. Properly understood, in the name of our Mother Allah, the womb through whom we receive beneficence and mercy. Allah is also an African Hebrew word found under the number 5931. You have 5927, which is Allah the Father. You have 5928, 29, and 30. These are Allah, the Almighty Mother, personified as the Ascender, raising us up into her mind of supreme wisdom so that we may do what? Allah, which means change our occurrence, change our circumstance, that we may defeat the weak wisdom of this wicked system and institute and create the hydrogen atom Christ government and civilization, kingdom, and queendom of God, Goddess, here and now on this earth. In Egypt, Kemet, Mother Holy Spirit was known as Amunet. That hidden and unseen sacred divine feminine power that has the power to reveal through her womb that which was hidden in her womb by the Almighty Father Amun. In the tradition of the indigenous peoples of the Western Hemisphere, more commonly known as Native Americans, the Almighty Mother was known as the Great and the Grand Mother. I greet you, my sisters and brothers of the human family, the Uhuru family, in the name and title of our Lord and Savior, the Black African Revolutionary Hebrew Messiah, Jesus the Christ. In the African Hebrew language, his name and title are Yahushua HaMashiach. We know Yahshua is the feminine. Women were named Yahshua. Then the masculine, Yahushua. Sacred divine feminine and sacred divine masculine together as the hydrogen Mashiach Christos. Believe it or not, but believe the truth, understand that Christ, Christos, has this day been revealed and manifested in the personality of His Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I of Ethiopia, the 225th king in the 3,000-year-old Solomonic dynasty. Emperor Haile Selassie I, Rastafari I, Jah was crowned King of Kings and Lord of Lords, the conquering lion of the tribe of Judah in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, November 2nd, 1930. So I say Jah, Rastafari, Haile Selassie I, as the new names of Jesus Christ in these last days of judgment in Babylon, fulfilling the scripture which teaches us that in the last days we would come to know and we would come to understand that the whole of us are the Christ. The whole of us are that waters of noon, that hydrogen power manifested in the flesh, that word of the Most High coming through the mechanism of Christos, causing our birth and generation, causing us as the word to take on flesh through the Christ mechanism, protons, neutrons, and electrons working together, so that word as the neutron, because of the sacred divine masculine proton Y chromosome in the nuclei, and outside the nuclei, that sacred divine feminine power, the electron X chromosome mitochondria DNA, working together to give birth to the neutron, give birth to the word, and giving flesh to the word, the neutron, so that we, all of us, as the word in flesh, may take on that reality of Christos, that hydrogen Ra Atone sun disk, Christos Elohim, and that we may tap into that solar science and become the Christ here and now on this earth, and change our occurrence and change our circumstance. We are here to fulfill prophecy. Now, what we want to do is continue with these Sunday school lessons through that came to us through May, April, May, and then at the end of June, we'll wrap up the June Sunday school lessons, be it the will of the Most High. We were yet last session dealing with the third day, the Sunday school lesson for April the 20th. Understanding this as science, sisters and brothers, Jesus the Christ, Yahushua Mashiach, Joshua Christos, represents the solar science, represents the science of the sun and the power of the hydrogen atom, the hydrogen atom, atom Ra Christos, to generate and regenerate. And because of the activity of the nuclei, proton and neutron, and that which is outside the nuclei, but yet inside the birth cell, or the cell of birth, the electron, these working together, manifesting life all over the universe. Christos, Messiah, is the atoms, atom, and James taught us that the shadow, that word shadow, is a euphemism for Christ, and teaches us that there is one Christos, one Christ. Although we are many parts, we are one, and there is no turning of the shadow. When Mary's womb was overshadowed and the Holy Spirit generated energy, E equals MC squared. E is spirit, energy. Energy is spirit. Spirit is energy. So Holy Spirit began to generate energy in the womb of our mothers, and using the science of the sun, the science of water, the science of earth, and the science of air, these elements combine to give us our birthing. This was Yahushua, and this is you, and this is me, and this is all of us. The elements of the universe coalescing and aggregating to promote the birthing of all life forms in the universe, and your and my life as well. So all of us went through that birth chamber, which is the Christ. All of us come from the material reality, that hydrogen material reality that the ancients called the waters of noon. So this is all of us. This is the reality of all of us. And when we understand this science and understand that Jesus the Christ represents you and me in our full reality following solar science, then we go about our work and know that the third day is the resurrection of the people. Not just one individual, but the people following after the resurrection of the hydrogen sun, S-U-N, on the summer solstices and the winter solstices. I know for a fact the winter solstice, but I believe also the summer solstice. You have the sun, S-U-N, in a position unmoved for 3 days and three nights. And then you also have the interplay of the Sirius star, the heliacal rising of the Sirius star announcing the birth of the S-U-N. And you have the stars in Orion's belt, which represent the three kings, and the Sirius star represents the eastern star. And in the Masonic order, the women in the Masonic order are under the eastern star title, because the women announce the birth. Oh yeah, the women announce the resurrection. And this ties right in with this lesson on the third day. And so after 3 days and three nights, June 25th, summer solstice, December 25th, winter solstice, we see that the sun begins to move again. I'm trying to understand the science that after the June solstice, the June summer solstice, after a while, you'll see the sun start to move back down south, right? And after we get through the heat of summer, we get into fall, and it gets cooler again. And then when we get to the winter solstice, the sun will cease moving south, remain still, unmoved for 3 days, three nights, December 21 to December 25th. And then the sun begins to move to the north again, and we go through spring and the warming up. See how we're tying in to the science of the sun, solar science, hydrogen science. This is Christos. This is the hydrogen atom, Ra, Aton, sun disk, Christos. So now we want to go back and deal with that Jesus coming out of the sepulcher. And that body of Christ, that body of Yahushua, representing the masses of the people, now tying in to this science and coming out of the stone, from behind the stone which blocked the sepulcher. Now, when we go back into the African teaching, and I thank the Most High for Booker T. Coleman and Dr. Gabriel Oyibo and the Shabaka Stone, God Almighty Grand Unified Theorem. I thank Brother Oba Tshaka and his book, Integration Trap, Generation Gap. And I thank George G.M. James for his book, The Stolen Legacy. Now, the phases of creation must be understood. Originally, all of the universe was one. The whole of the universe was one. You get that in Genesis chapter 1, the earth without form and void and darkness on the face of the deep is the African Hebrew retelling of what was learned in Africa, in Kemet, in Egypt, in Nubia, Ethiopia. The whole of the universe was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. In Kemet, this was called the waters of Noon. All were one. no distinguishing characteristics, no boundaries, no barriers, no separation. We were at ground zero. That zero represents the womb from which comes the one through the nine. Then when we get to 10, that's a one in front of the zero, from which we get the 12 through the 19. Then at 20, we get a two in front of the ground zero, from which comes the 21 through 29. So the zero represents no boundaries and represents the boundary. Boundless, but boundary all at the same time. That zero with the waters of noon and the material universe in the E equals MC squared. The MC squared is mass, material, matter. That's the M. And the C squared is light, the speed of light squared. The speed of light is normally 186,280 miles per second. That squared is 186,281 miles per half a second. 186,280. Oh man, have I forgotten? 180. Let me see the speed of light. I've not quoted that in a while. 186,281. Yes. 186,281 miles per second normally, but squared is 186,281 miles per half a second. At the break, I'm going to research that and make sure I'm quoting that correctly. So, mass, material, matter. This is the waters of noon. The waters of noon represent the seed of life, germ of life that we would call sperm in the human vernacular, representing the whole of the expanse material universe. All the fixtures, sun, moon, stars, planets, everything, everyone, fish, people, everything. All of us come from that waters of noon. All of us come from that ground zero. All of that come from that original time where we were all one. We were all peaceful, tranquil, no motion, no movement, one in the Most High. This is the place where in Jeremiah 1:5 that the Most High knew us before we were formed in the wombs of our mothers. This is that time where we were one with the Most High. And these waters are a plasma type waters, a quartz type of waters. These waters transmit and conduct light. And light represents truth. So we come from light. We come from truth. Let's take this first break, and I will see you on the other side of the break.